Hi everyone, it's Jo. I'm responding to Jenny's post about thoughts on iOS 9, and I've left it a few days because I didn't really know much about it at first, because I'm not one that does loads of reading up about it and listens to all the keynote speeches and things like that. I just kind of wing it, download it, and then learn about it as I go. And at first it drove me mad because the main thing for me was that my Bluetooth keyboard, although it would connect to my phone, wouldn't work. When I opened a text box, I couldn't type with my Bluetooth keyboard. And I asked on the VI Talk Facebook group and a couple of people offered me help. And I tried everything that was recommended and it just didn't work. Anyway, just playing around and pressing all different keys and just hoping for the best, I realised that when it won't work, and it is an on and off thing, once I'd fixed it, it still occasionally does it, so I need to know how to do it. So what I've discovered is that if you press the very end key on your Bluetooth keyboard on the top row, at the right hand end, I'm guessing it's the last function key, but it's the one that locks your phone. If you press that and it locks your phone, and then if you press it again to unlock your phone and either put in your passcode or use your fingerprint or thumbprint, it then allows you to type in the text box. So that was really useful for me, because without my Bluetooth keyboard, I'm absolutely, it's just a nightmare, because I write so much for VI Talk and other things that I just was very gutted when that wouldn't work. So that is good. So happy with that. One of the things that I really like about iOS 9 is that you can now select text in smaller increments for copying. And it's not automatically there. You've got to add it to your rotor, to your editing rotor, by going into settings and then into accessibility, which is in general, I think, and then into speech, I think it is, and then it's speak selection, I think it is. And when you then go, say you're in an email and you want to copy some of the text to put somewhere else, you double tap and hold and then use your rotor, and speak selection is there, and you can swipe up and down with one finger and select text that you want to copy. And granted, if you wanted to select a lot, it'd be quite time consuming, but when I want to copy an email and it's information onto the VI Talk Facebook group, that's time consuming, because you've got to delete the bits that you don't want, you know, if there's headers and footers and things like that. So that's nice. That's a good thing. Apparently it happened before iOS 9, but I've only just found out about it. But if you want to copy text, say in Facebook, you can do a 3-finger quadruple tap, and it will copy the text to the paste to the clipboard, and then you can go off and paste it somewhere else. So that's another nice feature, very useful, because I always struggled to copy statuses from Facebook, because it wouldn't always let you copy it. It's a bit hit and miss on Facebook since iOS 9, but I'm getting there. It's not quite as fluent, but other than that, yeah, quite happy with it. The voices, you can have more voices. I think you could use your Siri voice for voiceover and things like that. But I've still stuck with the Australian one, because I still think she's the better one. Although there's one that you can download, but it's about, I think it's 860 odd megabytes to download it. And as I don't have one of the bigger phones, I didn't bother doing that because it would take up too much space. So I'm sticking with the Australian one for now. But it's quite nice, iOS 9. There are things that obviously I'm not interested in, but those are a couple of bits that I've found that I quite like. So if anyone else has got any thoughts, or if you've got any things that I've missed, little tricks and tips, I'm always happy to learn new things. So give us a shout or post here. That's it for now. So thanks for starting the topic, Jenny, and I will speak to you all soon. Take care. Pause recording. Imagine.